You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers at Google Health and Imperial College in London have developed an artificial intelligence computer program that's more accurate at assessing a mammogram than one radiologist working on their own. Breast cancer is the second largest cause of cancer death in Australian women after lung cancer. The government's national screening program, Breast Screen Australia, invites women aged between 50 and 74 to undergo free mammograms every 2 years. Detection of any cancer depends on the expertise of the radiologist who checks the mammogram. The artificial intelligence in the study outperformed 6 radiologists in reading mammograms. Professor Ara Darzi, the report co-author, told the BBC he was surprised by the results.
This went far beyond my expectations. It will have a significant impact in improving the quality of the reporting and also freeing up radiologists to do even more important things.
The use of AI could eventually speed up diagnosis as images can be analysed within seconds by the computer algorithm. And unlike a human radiologist, the AI never gets tired or distracted. In the research study, anonymised images were used so that the women could not be identified. The human experts in the trial also had access to the patient's history, while the AI had only the mammograms to go on. Sarah Heam is the Director of Cancer Intelligence and Early Diagnosis at Cancer Research UK.
This study shows us that in the future it might be possible to make that screening program more accurate and more efficient, which means less worrying time waiting for patients for results and better outcomes overall.
The researchers haven't yet let the AI system loose in a real-life clinic, and they point out that it took humans to design and train the system. They say even when it's in regular use, at least one radiologist would remain in charge of diagnosis. But they hope it will ease the pressure on radiologists. Helen Edwards from Surrey in southern England was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 44. She was a patient representative on the CRUK panel, which had to decide whether to grant Google Health permission to use the anonymised breast cancer data.
Initially, I was concerned, Google, what we're going to do with this information, what we're going to do with the data. But when I thought about it, longer term, it can only benefit women in having less recalls when you haven't got a cancer.
The next step is for a trial to assess the AI in real-world conditions. Alan Lee, SBS News.